Long-term results require repeatable processes, not bursts of effort. You will not do something today at once and expect, you know, everything to just work out. But you need repeatable processes for that thing to actually work out. Not a burst of effort in one day and think everything is going to, you know, just complete, ultimately work out. So if you want different results, hey, don't change the goal, but change the system that supports it. All right. So we're going to end it right here today. Thank you so much to each one of you for tuning in and for always coming through to 977. Always do remember that you can always chime in and get to tell us your side of the story. If you are somebody that has maybe gone through any of what we've spoken about, you can always give us a call or a text message on WhatsApp or a voice message on WhatsApp on the number 0977-977-860. And we can always play it the next day. Remember, this is the HR Hotline and Filter. Thank you so much for tuning in and for always coming through to 977. You've been listening to The City Drive right here on the Sacra Radio. My name is Tron Jabulani. Have a beautiful evening and have an amazing week ahead. Bye-bye. City Drive.
We are the best when it comes to music. Great shows. Diverse personalities. The very best and intellect when it comes to news, programs, talk shows. There is no other radio station like this. This is
it's Given Beat City Vibe.
Economist Luvinda Haozoka says it is not important for ZESCO to manipulate its prepared meters regarding electricity usage. Livingstone Mayor acquitted on all corruption charges. And in international news, Lord Mandelson has resigned from Labour, saying he wants to save the party further embarrassment over his links to Jeffrey Epstein.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. Economist Luvinda Haozoka says it is not possible for ZESCO to manipulate its prepaid meters regarding electricity usage. His comment follows complaints from households and businesses regarding what they call faster use of prepaid electricity units since the return of the 24-hour supply. In a statement Monday, Dr. Haozoka says ZESCO cannot deduct units already purchased once they are loaded onto a certified meter. Dr. Haozoka has observed that higher consumption is driven by usage patterns, not billing errors.
977 News.
And in other news, Livingstone Magistrate Cassandra has urged the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, to thoroughly investigate matters before proceeding with indictments following the acquittal of City Mayor Constance Mulebai. The mayor has been acquitted on all two counts of corruption involving soliciting 120,000 kwacha in cash gratification and obtaining 180,000 kwacha in cash gratification. In the first count, Mulebai was accused of soliciting 120,000 kwacha in cash gratification from Mark Garbites in order to facilitate the cancellation of property rates bills for Zamnuka Farm Limited at Livingstone City Council. In the second count, she was accused of obtaining 180,000 kwacha in cash gratification from the same complainant to facilitate the cancellation of property rates bills at the council. But delivering judgment, Lusaka Magistrate Trevor Cassandra, sitting in the Livingstone Magistrate Court, ruled that the prosecution had failed to provide sufficient evidence to prove both counts beyond reasonable doubt.
977 News.
And in other news, the NGO Watch Forum has called for a shift to integrated and equitable water governance in the country. Forum Advocacy Officer Nonde Lwatula says the integrated water resource management is a commitment to balance the competing demand for water to drink for the environment and agricultural activities in a sustainable and equitable way. Lwatula says water is the lifeblood of ecosystems and a fundamental human right whose crisis requires collaboration to be solved. And Water Voices United Deputy Project Manager David Ngoma says projects will be carried out aimed at coaching and funding activists to ensure that learning is turned into action. In other news, Governance and Development Advocate Zambia Godaza has commended President Hakainde Hichilema for his assurance that the forthcoming elections will be conducted in a credible, peaceful and transparent manner. Godaza Executive Director Elias Mlinga says such commitments are vital in strengthening Zambia's democratic credentials, especially that Zambia is holding elections on the 13th August 2026. Mlinga has observed that credible elections are the cornerstone of sustainable governance and national stability. He has emphasized that peaceful electoral processes foster unity and reduce the risk of political conflict. Mlinga notes that transparency ensures citizens retain confidence in both the electoral system and the broader institutions of the state. You're listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, business news.
Credible, accurate business news.
And in business news, economist Kelvin Chisanga has emphasized that sustained stability of fuel prices will depend on exchange rate strength and continued policy interventions. Chisanga cautioned that foreign exchange liquidity and investment in fuel supply infrastructure remain critical. He underlined that recent reductions were achieved without subsidies, reinforcing fiscal discipline and credibility. Chisanga explained that households are benefiting through reduced transport expenses. Coming up next, international news.
The 977 International News.
And in international news, Lord Mandelson has resigned from Labour, saying he wants to save the party further embarrassment over his links to Jeffrey Epstein. New documents released on Friday in the US suggest Epstein paid $75,000 United States dollars to Lord Mandelson in three separate transactions in 2003 and 2004. Mandelson said he has no record of the payments to himself 20 years ago. He believes they are false, but says they need investigating by him. Coming up, sports news.
977 Sports News.
And in sports news, Fulham have rejected an offer from Everton for midfielder Harry Wilson. It is understood the Toffees made an approach for the 28-year-old last week, but it was turned down by the Courtagers. The Wales international is out of contract this summer and could leave for free, but Fulham are adamant on not selling him this month. Head coach Marco Silva has also said there is zero chance of Wilson being sold in January transfer window. Instead, the club has made securing his future a priority, having signed him on an initial loan deal from Liverpool in July 2021. That item brings us to the end of the news, but before we go, let's take a look at stories that made headlines.
977 News.
Economist Lubinda Havazoka says it is not possible for ZESCO to manipulate its prepaid meters regarding electricity usage. Livingstone Mayor acquitted on all corruption charges. And in international news, Lord Mandelson has resigned from Labour, saying he wants to save the party. Further embarrassment over his links to Jeffrey Epstein. Thank you so much for joining us. That is all we had for you this evening. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. Good evening and God bless.
977 News.
It's given Beat City vibe. It's just giving on the radio 97.7.